Good morning. We welcome you to worship at College Park. So blessed to be a part of worship with you today. Several things are happening today. It's our promotion Sunday, service of affirmation, our building dedication. So it's been a lot of activity, a lot of energy at church today, and so excited that you're a part of worship this morning. A few announcements I'll make. Draw your attention to a couple of things. In your bulletin, you will find upcoming events and opportunities for the week, and I'm just going to draw your attention to a couple of those things. Before we do that, I want to say a special welcome to everyone. We'd like to find out who is in worship today. The way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could take that pew pad, write your name down, give us any contact information you choose, and then send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask that last person, when you're done, if you could send it back to where it got started. We do ask first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out those pages that were used today, and that'll help our ushers collect those at the end of the service. So thank you for that. There is no Wednesday evening activities this week. School is back in swing, and so we want to give our families a little bit of breathing room this week. So no Wednesday night. We're taking a break from our summer program that ended last Wednesday night, and then we'll take a break this week, and then everything kicks off next Sunday. Sunday morning, if you're promoting in Sunday school, you will go to your new Sunday school class, and then next Wednesday night, our Wednesday evening school year programs resume. So make note of that. Also, it is the day we begin our new prayer partner selections. As you came in the church today, you'll notice the prayer partner table is full of envelopes. We're inviting any adult in our church who is able and willing to choose either a child, a youth, or a college student to pick an envelope from that stack on the table. Inside that envelope, you'll open it up and you'll find out the name of your prayer partner. You'll find out their information. You'll find out ways that you can be a prayer partner with them. Basically, it's an opportunity for you as an adult to get to know some of the youth and the children and the college students in our church. This has been a ministry we've had for several years and continues to be a highlight for so many of us. And we hope that you will consider being a part of that. Once you get your envelope, it's very simple. Find out the name of your prayer partner. Then there's a list there on the table. Find their name and write yours just beside that so that I have a record of who goes with who. So thank you for supporting that. I'd love for us to get rid of all of I don't want to get rid of the children, but I want to get rid of their envelopes. That thought did go through my head at one point this summer, but not right now. So we want to make sure all those envelopes get passed out. How about that? Other things that are listed there, we want you to see. Just make sure you read over those things for this week. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We're especially blessed by your presence in worship today. We appreciate the information you gave us a moment ago on the pew pad. We'd like to give something to you. If you are a guest, just raise your hand right where you are, and our ushers will recognize you, and they will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation. Also, you'll find a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church, and you'll find a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you for being a part of worship today. Any other announcements? Ooh, I'm good at this announcement thing. Okay. Many of us were in Smith Hall a few moments ago, and there was a slideshow that displayed the changes that took place outside of where the gym is now and where the connector is and in Smith Hall. And in preparing that slideshow, I looked back at pictures of original groundbreakings, black and white picture groundbreakings. And I was struck with the power of the moment of a day like this in how we are connected across the generations, and how the people who had no clue as to what may come, the faith that they had in God to step forward and to step out and say, God has called us to this place at this time to do this work. That call is the same today as it was on that day. And the call from God is to you and to I. Our work is not finished. We have new generations to teach and to love and to encourage. There are people around us in our community that need the love of Christ. That has not changed. May we as a church take up that challenge from Christ to bring them to this place where they can worship the one true God. That's why we come together. That's why we worship, to tell the world what Christ has done for us. Let us prepare for worship.
Would you join me in our invocation? Oh Lord, on this day of celebration and new beginnings, we come to you and give thanks for the opportunity to set a time this side and to look to you to worship your name and give you thanks for what you are doing amidst your people. We thank you for how you've worked in all of those who have planned and prayed through the years, all the way back to the charter members of College Park Baptist Church, how thrilled they would be to see this church moving ahead in such a glorious way, to do your work, dedicated, committed, praying, giving. Thank you, O God. So we thank you for this day of new beginnings to celebrate what you are going to do even yet among your children here. And we also thank you for the opportunity to bless and to pray for students and teachers today, to bless them as they go on their way, and to covenant to pray for them. Pray for our church leaders and teachers as they begin a new church year. Thank you, O God. We praise you and thank you on this wonderful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We come now to one of my favorite moments in the life of our church, our time of affirmation, a time when in worship we stop to recognize those who are involved in the educating of our children, our teenagers, our college students, our grad students. This is a time to pray for them as they begin the new school year. Some have already begun, some are beginning this week. It's an exciting time for some, a stressful time for others, and many things to be done. And we want to stop and to pray for several groups of people. First off, I'm wanting to speak specifically to the parents, to the teachers, to the administrators, to the counselors, Sunday school teachers, mission leaders. If any way you impact the life of a child, teenager, college student, whether it's here at College Park, in public school, private school, this is for you. College Park is with you. You do not do this alone. We cherish you. As adults who have been given the task of nurturing young people, whether in the home, at school, or here at church, we thank God for you. We know that the beginning days of school are not the easiest, whether it's purchasing clothes, because you know the first day of school is very important what you wear, or the book bag that you have to purchase, those school supplies, or your child gets a class they didn't necessarily want, and you have to help them deal with it, or a teacher that they've heard rumors about. As a parent, as a teacher, as an administrator, as one who works at our church, you are valuable to God. And we love you, and we are here to support you in any way that we can. It's not just the students who go to school. It's the adults as well. So for these next few moments, we're going to pray specifically for these groups of people. As we do, know how blessed College Park is to have you be a part of us. And we are here to walk with you. Will you pray with me? Father, we recognize that many of us who are not involved in any way at school or going back to school, we can remember those days, whether as a child or as a parent or as a loved one, watching kids go back to school. We recognize that those were stressful days. And we understand the need to stop and pray for our parents and for our teachers. We thank God. We thank you for them. For those adults who have been given the task to nurture our children in public school or private school or here at church, and especially at home. God, may you have your way with these adults. Give them courage for today. Give them energy for the task that must be accomplished. Give them wisdom for the words which need to be said. Give them knowledge which needs to be given to the children that are in their care. Father, for each of these groups, may they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you walk with them. No matter what this school year may have in store, strengthen, encourage, empower, these adults with your Holy Spirit. May they be reminded that it is your work that they are doing, training up this generation, whether it's in a public school English class or a preschool nursery room. May all of us reflect Christ to the next generation. May we all receive your power to do just that. In Jesus' name, amen. And to our students, whether they are in preschool, middle school, high school, college, grad school, or just staying at home and learning there, we think about you this morning. I know you don't want to get up at least by 9 o'clock. You know, you've been used to sleep until 11 or 12, but you've got to get up early and go to school. It's a blessing, though many days we don't see it like that. School is a privilege that we should not take lightly. It is an opportunity for God to teach you about the gifts he's already given you. Know that I love you, and so many people are praying for you. Whether it's grad school or college or that first day of high school, going to kindergarten for the first time, those are not easy days, but those are good days. And we will pray for you now. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for all the students that are in our church who have been a part of this day. The energy that they bring to our congregation. I thank you for their presence and the change that they bring to our people. Father, I pray for these students, whether they're starting preschool for the first time or kindergarten or middle school, high school, college, grad school. For those that are learning more about the world that you created, give these students a passion for knowledge, to see school as a gift that so few in our world have the opportunity to experience. Even on the days of great pressure, on the days when we just don't have the energy to make it another day, remind the students that you are with them and that you have given them this opportunity to learn more about you, whether at church or at their schools. Every day is a gift, and every moment is a lesson that you're trying to teach. So for these students, bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. You will find in your bulletin a covenant. This is something we're going to read together. It's very simple. There's only one word you need to remember. It's yes. Parents, there will be a time for you to say yes. Teachers, administrators, Sunday school leaders, there will be a time as educators for you to say yes. And then all the students, children, youth, and adult learners to say yes. And I invite you to, we'll read this together, and when it's your turn, and then at the very end, all the congregation will say yes together. And I encourage you, when it's your time, don't be shy. Say it out loud. This is our covenant of affirmation. By our faith in Jesus Christ, we are claimed as God's own and brought into a new community. Today, we gather to celebrate the nurturing and teaching aspects of our faith community. Parents, God has given you the privilege of primary care for your children. One of your tasks is to maintain a personal relationship with Christ so that your child may see the eternal value of knowing and serving God. Your role is to exhibit this faith relationship within the setting of a Christian community. As your child continues the journey of faith, do you promise to partner with educators and other church leaders through active support and involvement in specific ministry opportunities while also modeling a Christian lifestyle at home?
Yes.
Educators, you have accepted the privilege of nurturing children, youth, and adults in our community to increase their understanding of God's creation, boundless love, acceptance, and forgiveness through your gift of teaching. Do you commit to the task of helping your students grow in knowledge and confidence of their place in God's creation?
Yes.
Students, you're a valuable part of God's creation and our faith community. This body has committed to helping you learn what it means to know Christ and serve Him. Your attitude and willingness to grow are keys to your faith development. Do you promise to come ready to learn, grow in your faith, serve God daily, and encourage others to do the same?
Yes.
At each parent-child dedication, we have joined together in surrounding children and their parents in a covenant for faith development. Do you, as the church, promise to continue your support and involvement, modeling a Christian lifestyle of prayer, encouragement, service, and faith?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Join me in prayer. Holy Father, today we have celebrated so many new things, and new building and a new school year, new teachers and teachers with new students and so on. We're about to face a new season, autumn. Father, today we also remember that we know the old, old story of Jesus and his love. So today we celebrate that as well. Now, as it we come to the time in the service when we have a chance to give back to you the first fruits of all the many blessings you bestow on us. We ask, Father, that you bless the gift and the giver and use it to the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
That's beautiful, choir. People back from summer, aren't you? Full choir. Sounding good. Sounding good. Didn't the choir sound good this morning? It's awesome to have a music ministry that understands the value of music, how it touches our heart, how it touches our soul. And so we're thankful for them. We're thankful for a lot today. Today is a beautiful day for a number of reasons. One of which is the time of dedication. We spent a few moments in Smith Hall, more of a time of recognition and some thanksgiving, but we wanted to pause here in the context of worship for a time of dedication because we know it's important for us to keep our focus where it should be as we think about the tools that we've been given for ministry. And granted, there is a new gymnasium. Granted, the Smith Hall has been refurbished. Granted, we have a new access in and out of the building, the ramp and connector out here, in and out of the chapel in that area. But we also have a beautiful education building that, thanks to Troy and Bonnie, was built a number of years ago and had served us for generations. And it has been refurbished, and we are so thankful for all of these new tools that we have. But as tools are, if you throw a rake out in the yard and then come back an hour later, chances are nothing's been done. You have to pick up the tool and use it. So that is our challenge as the church. We've been given wonderful tools to work with. We must take them by the hand, use them to glorify God and to give God the glory for that. So it's a time now that we come together to attune our hearts to the Father's. And the way we choose to do that this morning, there's a litany of dedication that is in your order of service. It's just on the back of the hymn that we sung a moment ago. I want to invite you to read that with me, and not by rote, and not just reading words, but make this our prayer together as we unite our hearts and attune them to the Father in terms of how we are going to use these ministry tools. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build labor in vain. To your glory and honor, O triune God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit, we dedicate and rededicate this building. To the teaching of your holy word, to our growth in grace, we dedicate this building. As a place where people are loved, as a place where children and adults share the good news of Jesus Christ,
we dedicate this building.
Where the citizens from the community may gather, where laughter and happiness may abound,
we dedicate this building.
As a place where young and old, the children of God may increase in wisdom and favor with God and with all people, and where service to others might be rendered in the name of the living Lord Jesus Christ, where generations to come might play and study and fellowship and grow into mature citizenship on earth and in preparation for heaven, we dedicate and rededicate this building and new addition. With thanksgiving to God for the rich and the ongoing history of our congregation, for the numerous saints of God who have given generously for this building program, and for those saints of God who have sustained and continued to give for the mission of Christ Jesus through the ministry of this congregation, we give thanks, O God, for your beloved saints. We do now, as the people of God, set aside this newly constructed and renovated ministry base and dedicate it to the glory and the honor of Almighty God and to the service of his church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. As we thought about how to bring all of this home, you see a line that says, invitation to dedication. And I thought about that a lot as to what would be appropriate to say this morning. And as I did, I came back to the prophet Jonah. And for those of you that were in 9 o'clock service, you can't answer these questions. But what do we know about Jonah? Swallowed by a fish, well, what else? He didn't go where God wanted him to go. He was a prophet. Anyone? No? And when he did go, he wasn't happy about it. He's often been called the reluctant prophet. But let me tell you a little bit about Jonah. Maybe some of these facts you did not realize. This setting, the book of Jonah, is not one that's in isolation. This is not all we know about Jonah. What is recorded in the book of Jonah is not all that we know about him. We also read about Jonah in 2 Kings chapter 14. You see, Jonah was a prophet. He was a prophet in the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. He was a prophet under King Jeroboam II. King Jeroboam II was not a godly man, not by any stretch of the imagination. He was somewhat of a wicked king, but yet, under his leadership, the kingdom of Israel continued to grow. It continued to expand its borders. Theologians sometimes discuss Jonah's role in this, because Jonah, we know, was a good prophet. He was successful, as prophets go, in the sense that people tended to follow his leadership. Now, evidently, the king didn't follow his leadership, but he had the favor of the king for reasons that are debatable, and theologians like to debate things, so we'll leave that up to them. But we know that he had the favor of the king. So he was successful as a prophet. As the saying goes, he was living the dream. The kingdom was expanding. Their enemies were being defeated. Life was good. King treated him well and allowed him to go about his business as a prophet. He had seen God work through him. He was not a novice to the whole prophet thing. And God asked him, commanded him to go to Nineveh? No, God, you probably want somebody else, because I've got this thing under control, for your glory, of course. I've got this thing under control. I'm pretty successful here. The kingdom is expanding. The king likes me. He puts up with me. I'm leading a large group of people here. Things are really going well. Why don't you choose one of these other prophets that people aren't listening to? Send him to Nineveh. Maybe he'll have better luck there. That makes perfect sense to me. Translation: not me and not to them. God, I don't want to go. I've got it too good here. And I certainly don't want to go to them. Do you know who they are? I don't want to go to them. And the reason this struck a chord with me this week is because it would be very easy for us to sit right here and say, we're living the dream. We got new facilities. We got renovated facilities. We've got good fellowship. We're living the dream, God. Not us, not to them. Some other church can reach them. We must be obedient to God's call to go beyond these walls, to reach those that God puts in our path. They may not look like us, they may not talk like us, they may not dress like us. That does not diminish the call of God upon our lives to go beyond these walls, touch people, form relationships. We cannot be negligent. We cannot be stubborn. We cannot run from Nineveh. We must be obedient. If we are going to give the proper glory and recognition to who God is and how He has blessed us, we must be obedient. Yes, us. Yes, to them. I invite you this morning to rededicate your heart, your mind, your resources, all that you are. to reaching others for Christ. That may be through inviting them to church. That may be just blessing them where they are, a kind word, a spoken word. Whatever God places on your heart, it's not about buildings. It's about the church, and the church is us. So I challenge you, rededicate all that you are to be used by God in however He sees fit. Don't be a reluctant prophet. Be a joyful, eager prophet. In a moment, we're going to stand and sing together. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I invite you this morning. Come, I'll be glad to talk with you about how you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're here and you say, I understand what you're talking about with this rededication thing. How do I do that? I'll be glad to talk with you and pray with you. You can certainly talk with God right where you are, settle things up with Him there. If you're here and you want to be a quote, formal member of this church, there are many ways we receive members. I'll be glad and excited to talk with you about that. But use this time this morning, even as we're talking about dedicating buildings, dedicate the church. Rededicate the church, and that's us. Take this time seriously as we stand and sing together now. For just a moment, please. I want to introduce to you Don and Joyce Matlock. If y'all would come join me up here. They've been worshiping with us for several months now, and they come today and they would like to be official. They're seeking membership here at College Park by transfer of letter from a sister fellowship here in our city. If you would encourage them, pray for them, as we often say, invite them to lunch on Sunday. Would you join me in saying amen? Fantastic. At the conclusion of the service, they're going to be here. I invite you to come greet them, hug their neck, tell them how glad you are that they're a part of this fellowship. Would you join me in standing now for our benediction? Gracious Father, it's a beautiful day. The weather is gorgeous. The fellowship is warm. Father, we feel your presence here. We're encouraged and we're challenged. And we pray as we go from this place, we would take forth your Spirit, that it would lead us and guide us, encourage us, comfort and strengthen us. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.